Okay. Now, while I wouldn't certainly put you in the category of joker brokers, you do prefer to play the broker role an awful lot. So how would you receive that same question? How do you handle it from the broker's perspective if somebody asks you and challenges you that way?
Okay, well, to be quite honest with you, most of the product that I sell is product that my partner and I have in our inventory that's available for sale. So, but I got started before I had cash to take down packages. I got started as a broker. But and how I was able to handle myself is that I was always able to put my buyer, who was my partner, on the phone who had the cash that could be verified in his account to take down the product. So if you're acting as a buyer's mandate, what you need to do is be able to put the buyer who has the cash on the phone when you do the conference calls with the real sellers of bulk REOs, whether it's a hedge fund, a private equity fund, or if it's a bank that you're working with.
Okay, so in other words, be prepared to be able to answer that same question and be willing to. Now, I want to be sensitive of your time. I know we've gone over 15 minutes for sure. I do have a couple more questions, but I want to be sensitive to your schedule. So give me a quick read on time frame right now.
Oh, we're fine. I mean, you just take as much time as you need, JP. I mean, we want to make sure that we address these questions for your students so that they are educated, they understand how this business works. So you take your time, and we'll spend as much time as you need to make sure that we can answer some of these questions and get the right information out to your students.
Okay. Let me ask you one more question about the touch and feel aspect. In your article, you said, traditionally, I'm a touch and feel type of investor, like many of my peers, and it was hard for me to adapt to buying properties sight unseen and not inspecting a property before I contracted to buy it. For that reason alone, I had no choice but to develop a system that would allow me to buy and sell bulk REOs without ever looking at a single property, but still feel comfortable along the way. And that touches on one of those fear buttons I was talking about. Could you elaborate any more on any of the elements of that?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, I was a touch and feel investor, just like many other people who are in the real estate business. But I can't even think of the last time I went out there and looked at a house, because you don't have to. There's people out there who can inspect the house better than you can. There's technology that is available to you and I that will allow us to get a visual look at the house. If you go to Google Maps, you can look at pretty much any house. Most of the houses, at least 80% in the country, are on Google Maps. So the first thing that I do is I will hand pick out, you know, some of the properties that are in the package, and what I'll do is I will then go to Google Maps to see what that house looks like. Now, sometimes with Google Maps, it may be an older home. I mean, maybe an older picture of the home. But what I'm able to do is at least get an understanding of what the home looks like. And then what I do, because you'll find out, you know, using Google Maps, if the house looks good or if it's in bad condition, you'll get a sense. And then if it looks bad, then you just move on to the next house, especially if you're trying to cherry pick from the package. If it's a good house, of course, you put that one to the side because it looks nice. So that's the first thing that you do. And then what you're going to do is you're going to do your AVMs, which we discussed before. AVMs are nothing more than automated valuation model. And it costs $4 per home when you're using a service called LPS, LPS.com. It costs about $4 per home. After you realize that it's a good deal, and with the automated valuation model, the only thing it does is doing comparables. It's a comp search, just like if you're using RealQuest or some of the other comparable resource tools. After that, you order BPOs. What you're going to do is you're going to have a realtor in the local market go out there and look at that property for you. What they're going to do is they're going to take a picture of the exterior, of the interior, so that they can give you a visual of what that property looks like and what condition it is. Some realtors will, on your BPOs, they'll tell you exactly what kind of work they think that the property needs. In addition to that, if you want to make sure that the property is in real condition, structurally is good, you can have companies such as Safeguard go out there and do a physical inspection for you as well. It will elaborate on more than what a BPO outlines for you from the realtor. It'll tell you exactly, you know, how much, you know, an estimated repair of how much it's going to cost to repair the home. It pretty much tell you everything that needs to be fixed on the property. So by using some of those tools, it has allowed me, I don't have to go out there and look at any property before because now, because now I just use Google Maps, I'll do a BPO, or if I need to, worst case scenario, I have Safeguard go out there and do me a physical inspection report. Or I'll call a contractor who's locally, and I'll put some boots on the ground and have them go over there and take a look at the property. But to be quite honest with you, in this business, it's all about the numbers. We buy a bulk REO package of 60% of homes may be good houses, 20% of the houses are going to be great houses, and 20% of the houses are going to be crappy houses. So it's just a law of averages. A lot of times, I may just spot check. If I get a package of 100 homes, I may only spot check 20 of those houses to do my ABNs and my BPOs. And then the other 80 homes, I may just go ahead and buy that package just because I'm able to buy right. If you're able to buy 100 homes for $2,000 a piece, and on the average the houses are worth $20,000 for a home, does it even matter if you go out there and look at the house or not? It probably doesn't, because you're buying so cheap that there it's almost literally impossible for you to lose money on that deal. Does it make sense to you, JP?
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, as I think about it, you know, you're like you said, you're going to get kind of a smorgasbord of quality of deals in there, and once you have control of it, if you go in there and make your money back on the best ones and you make a profit just there, then, you know, pretty much what's left you can just, you know, throw up on auction and get rid of for $1,000 a house if you need to.
Absolutely, or donate the house. And now let's say a small package. Let's say you buy a small package of 20 homes. And let's say you buy this package for $2,000 a door, so you're buying this package for $40,000. You find out that three of those houses are worth all by themselves $20,000 a piece. Wholesale, if you wholesale the houses, you sell two of those houses, you pretty much got all your money back, and now you still got 18 houses that you own free and clear. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult. As long as you buy right, it's very difficult to lose money in this business, and it's possible to make a lot of money because it's really difficult to go wrong. The only thing that you have to be very careful about when you're buying a ton of bulk REOs, you want to know if these are going to get conveyed to you, quick claim deeds, or with warranty deeds. 90% of the properties with bulk REOs is going to be conveyed with quick claim deeds. So because it's a quick claim deed purchase, what you need to do is make sure that there's no delinquent taxes and that all the that there's no liens or judgments tied against the property. And one of the ways I'm able to do this is that before I buy a package, I always have my assistant or somebody in my office checking if there's any delinquent taxes, and I also call down to the local code enforcement department to see if there's any liens or judgments tied to the property. Or what I'll do is just go ahead and have a title company just go ahead and run an errors and omissions to find out exactly, you know, what may be tied to the property, whether it's delinquent taxes or liens or judgments. But
so you're not paying for a full title search on all the properties. You're just having kind of a preliminary look one way or another.
Absolutely, and sometimes I don't do anything at all, but I can do that because I'm sophisticated. I understand the business. It really depends on what I'm buying it for. If I'm buying these homes for, you know, if on the average, you know, I'm buying these homes for $1,000 or $5,000 and they're worth triple or quadruple what I'm paying them for, then I'm going to take a gamble sometimes, and here's how I'm able to do that. The gamble that I take is if I buy a home, normally if I don't do all my research as far as my checking my specifically liens and judgments, not so much of the property taxes, because that's relatively easy. You can go on the tax assess website in each particular municipality and find out exactly what kind of delinquent taxes are on those properties. So I use the $3,000 rule. If I buy a package, I just immediately add $3,000, $3,000 onto the purchase price. So if I'm buying a house for $4,000, in my mind, I'm buying it for $7,000 because there may be $3,000 worth of back taxes as well as liens and judgments that may be tied to that property. So in my mind, I'm buying it for $70,000, so I need to be able to sell it for at least $15,000 so I can make 100% return on my investment wholesale, because I don't want to bank on putting property on the market and selling retail. I want to know that if I sell this package, I can liquidate it. I can liquidate it for a profit. Does it make sense, JP?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the process you laid out a minute ago, the list of resources and assets you have at your disposal to be able to give yourself a comfort level of buying these tapes without looking at the properties yourself. I realize you don't go through that whole array of things for every tape that you buy, but some of those things I'm sure you do a fair number of the time, you know, whether it's BPOs or whatnot. How long typically do you spend analyzing a tape to do your due diligence? How long does that take you? And I assume you do it personally. And then how much do you typically have to invest, whether it's paying for BPOs or whatnot, to get that due diligence done before you know whether or not this is a tape you really want to move forward on?
That's a good question. Well, it's really going to depend on how many properties are in the package that I'm interested in buying. And to perform my ADMs and my BPOs, ADMs can take 24-hour turnaround. Your BPOs is only going to take 3 to 4 days. So in average, if I'm interested in taking on a package, it's probably going to take me about a week, maybe 5 to 7 days in order to close on a package. And that is doing my ABMs, my BPOs, checking to see if there's any liens or judgments, as well as any delinquent property tax. So a week is pretty good as far as being able to perform all my due diligence and my analytics before I'm ready to pull the trigger.
And during that week, you have it secured somehow, or you just or not?
Yeah, well, what I do is, in some cases, I will have it contracted, and I will put in there a contingency for me to do my due diligence. However, with bulk REOs, it's not very likely that you're going to be able to have someone allow you a contingency upon you doing your due diligence. Most of these guys are going to want you to do all your due diligence, and after you do all your due diligence, then to go ahead and enter a contract, which your money, of course, will be non-refundable. So, you know, what I like to do most of the times is just do all my analytics, due diligence, and then enter a contract when I know I'm ready, willing, and able to take the package down.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I have a quick array of questions from my folks that are going to do like a lightning round, like quick question, quick answer. But before I do that, I want to take a second, like I said at the beginning of this, for anyone who may be looking down the road at having you help them learn this business and the training that you are putting together and you'll be releasing to the light of day in the near future. Could you describe that for me? Can you give me an idea of what this is going to be, what it's going to be like, who it's going to be ideal for, that kind of thing?
Well, my program, the Bulk REO Trader, is a program that I've worked on for the last 24 months. And, you know, I've been through, you know, I've done pretty much all the heavy lifting. You know, I understand what works and what doesn't work in this business. And, you know, I've taken away a lot of the frustration a lot of people have when they're, because of not being able to successfully make this business work for them. And it almost goes back to what we discussed before. One of the things I realized, a lot of people give up on this business because, you know, they're always just trying to bank on the big deal. And they're not taking into account that everyone has personal expenses every month in order to just survive. So I wanted to make sure I was able to take care of that by teaching them how to cherry pick bulk REO so that they can take care of, so that they can do 5 small deals to pay the bills. And then being able to also show them how to structure these big deals with no credit and no cash so that they can maximize their profitabilities in this business. So the homesteading course is, it's a library. That's what it is. It's a very expanded, a library of books, audio CDs, DVDs, and some continue backing support to teach and to continue to educate people who are interested in trading bulk REOs and learning this very rewarding, profitable business.
Okay. Realistically, from what you've got put together, is it well? Let me ask it this way: is it kind of like is it the process of watching and listening to you teach through your business from A to Z, or is it like, you know, video of you out in the field doing deals, or kind of describe for me a little bit the type of learning experience? I'm a content guy. I'm a product development content guy in a lot of ways, so I'm particularly interested in that.
Okay, well, it's, you know, the content is rich in content. The videos are PowerPoint presentations that we created to really dig deep and to show the student every component of how to structure these deals. And, you know, with real estate specifically, as with bulk REO investing, you know, you just got to learn how to structure deals. And the less risk possible is the best position to be in. And that's why, you know, I it's important for me to make sure that, you know, that I'm able to share with these students how to hedge their risk and how to structure these deals the right way. So, again, it's rich with content. It's you're going to get some manuals in the program. It's 3 manuals that you're going to receive. One's on how to successfully cherry pick bulk REOs. One's how to be a successful buyer's mandate. The other's how to become a successful seller's mandate. You're also going to get a directory, a bank directory of 1,500 banks that you can work with. That I use the same bank directory in order to work with asset managers from these banks so that we can of course, build a relationship with them and buy some of their product. You're also going to get a DVD on how to buy notes as well. So this is going to teach you how to successfully get into the note buying business. You're going to also receive some DVDs on how to become a successful wholesaler, as well as how to buy and rehab these properties, and also how to rent these properties for cash flows. Because what you got to realize is that Bulk REO is just a source for cheap product. Now, after you get the product, you also have to know how to make money from that product. So it could be, you know, you're rehabbing or wholesaling or renting the properties out. And I'm also going to share with you in one of my other DVDs is how to buy commercial properties. Right now, in fact, JP, I just bought a commercial 351-unit apartment building in Dayton, Ohio. I bought it for $856,000. It was an apartment building that was cherry-picked from a larger commercial bulk package. I bought it for $856,000 and I have a contract on it right now for $2.2 million. That's a real deal. We're going to make $1.3 million from that deal. So you're going to learn, you know, not only just how to buy residential properties, but also how you can cherry-pick bulk commercial packages, properties for pennies on a dollar. So, you know, it's a very good program for people, not only seasoned guys, but specifically novice people who are looking for another way of being able to make money in today's real estate marketplace.
How long do you think it would take to consume it, to go through it, to internalize it before you're actually ready to start making waves?
I mean, if you're diligent and you apply yourself, I mean, at least a couple of days, of going through the material is all it's going to be required for you to get started. It's not too much information. It's not information overload, JP, but it is enough information for you to, of course, get your arms around so that you can get started into this business. And it's laid out very well. It teaches you everything that you need to do in order to get started in this business. I don't think that there's anything that I didn't discuss in this program because I want to make sure that it's highly useful and that it's practical and that it works. And as you know, myself, JP, you know, I pride myself on being a guy who's in the trenches every single day from sun up to sundown in my business, buying and selling real estate. My whole business model right now is set up to trade bulk REOs and non-performing notes, and that's where the money is at right now.